All right. Vacations, when you vacate a street, is that incorrectly?
Yeah.
Incorrectly spelled?
Well, in this case, they've got a reader board. They want to switch.
Oh, I see.
That's not really how you actually say it, but it gets the point across.
So, Madam Chair.
Okay, we'll officially open the meeting at 7:04.
Which is 7:02 in the rest of the world time zone.
Okay. Should we take roll call?
Yes. Well, Calvin Armerding is present. Kevin Owens requested to be excused. Richard May.
Yeah, here.
John LeBron also requested to be excused. Sue Surgill.
Here.
Steve Rutherford.
Present.
And Tom Hanrahan.
If I could, at this time, I'd like to request to be excused from the meeting for health reasons.
For failure of a second, the motion fails.
Is this a motion that we have to...
Can I make a motion to excuse myself? Probably inappropriate.
I motion that we allow our chair, Calvin Armerding, to be excused for this meeting due to medical issues.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You are free to go, sir.
Thank you for
showing. Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you for coming to make sure there was enough.
Get some rest, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe another motion to excuse the other two commissioners that called in ahead of time.
Okay. So is there a motion to recuse?
excuse.
Kevin and John.
Yes.
So moved. So moved.
Is there a second?
A second.
There we go. Okay. Motion by all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Seconded by Rutherford. Okay. All in favor, motion passes. 4-0, pretty sure.
Okay, so now we're having a public hearing for Pacific Building Center sign and electronic message center conditional use permit, sign permit. So this is a public hearing for that.
Yes. So if you want to just kind of summarize, I think, the legal proceeding there that is on that blue sheet.
Oh, okay. All right. So this
or if you're more comfortable reading the whole thing, that's okay, too.
Okay. So it's a public hearing for conditional use sign permit for Pacific Building Center. All persons will be heard who wish to speak. They need to sign up, although there is no one here except the proponent to sign up. The public hearing will proceed in an orderly fashion. Everyone will give an opportunity to be heard. Fairness to all in attendance, which are only the applicant. Each person would be heard. Let's see there. These rules, which I skipped a few because there's not a group here, are intended to promote orderly system of holding a public hearing. And everyone will have an opportunity to speak. Questions should be directed at commission and not the city staff. Commission may then redirect questions to city staff. Appearance of fairness and conflict. Is there anyone who has a conflict of interest for this public hearing?
No.
Okay, that's a no for all our commissioners. Do any members? Okay, that's the same thing. Do they have an interest in property or the issues? That's the same thing I just said. Is there anyone in the audience who objects to my participation or any other planning commissioners?
Is there anyone in the audience?
Yeah, I guess not. Just to consider, so we're here to consider the pertinent facts and take action regarding the conditional use sign permit. Order of speaking is staff presentation, applicant, and comments from the audience, rebuttal by staff, rebuttals by applicant, final comments by staff, and then questions from the planning commissioners. The staff's So could the staff give its presentation? I think that covers up.
So we're here today to discuss the Pacific Building Center True Values application for a video display sign / electronic message center. It's a conditional sign permit, number 2018081. And the applicant is interested in designing or installing a video display sign electronic messaging center on an existing freestanding sign in the planned commercial district. And the applicant is applying for a conditional sign permit per Blaine Municipal Code Chapter 17.122.050. This is a Type 2 permit application determined by the Planning Commission. We went through the proper procedures for public notification, which include postings at City Hall and on the city website, published in the Bellingham Herald. It was mailed to property owners within 300 feet. A supplemental notice was also given to the Northern Light. And then the notice was posted on the applicant's property. This is a picture of the existing sign on the top right, and then the bottom is the proposed sign. And then on the left, that's a bigger picture with dimensions. And as you can see from the existing picture to the proposed sign, that the new sign actually reduces the overall amount of signage. And this gives you an idea of
what's around it. There's residential low-density housing to the north of it. To the east is highway commercial, and then more planned commercial. And then there's no properties to the south or the west of it. The purpose of the planned commercial district is to seek out new commercial areas while avoiding any adverse effects to surrounding uses and streets. The neighborhood consists of several multifamily housing residences to the north, as you saw, and then a coffee shop to the east, as well as vacant, fine commercial, and low residential density areas. And they're required to have a conditional sign permit because this is a private video display. And for that application, as I mentioned, it is required for approval of video display sign. The applicant was required to provide a written statement demonstrating to the Planning Commission how the proposed sign meets three application criteria. And they also have to provide a land use master invoice and standard sign permit. The first conditional use criteria that the applicant had to meet was to show that their sign had a unique quality that would have a positive impact on the city. And staff found that the proposed sign would improve the appearance of the existing sign and make it more architecturally similar to the existing structures. It would also allow the applicant to better promote community events as well. The second criteria is that the applicant's proposed sign will contribute to and enhance the district in which it's located. And for the purpose of the planned commercial district, staff found that the applicant's desire to modernize their signage, to improve their marketing and messaging ability, as well as making it more similar to the existing structures, would contribute and enhance the planned commercial district. Third criteria would be that the strict administration of this chapter would restrict an otherwise creative and positive addition to the area immediately surrounding its location. And staff believes that denying a conditional sign application would restrict this, as the video display sign has additional criteria that the applicant addresses later on in this presentation. The fourth criteria is that the sign will be designed, constructed, operated, and then maintained so as to be compatible with the existing or intended appearance and character of the general vicinity. And we found that because of the reduction of the toll signage and the steps that the applicant has taken to bring it more in line with their existing buildings, that it would be in line with the character of the districts as well as its other. The fifth criteria is that the proposed sign
not be hazardous to the public. We believe that the video display sign where it's being proposed will not be hazardous to the public as appropriately conditioned. The new sign should be easier to read than the existing sign, which could improve safety. And then the proposed sign will not be disturbing to existing or planned neighboring uses. Staff recommends that the proposed sign will not be disturbing any existing uses, as the applicant explicitly states how they intend to meet the criteria required for private video displays, and that is operating hours, on-site advertising, and public information, and then the restriction on flashing effects. Now, for the three criteria of the private video display, the applicant had to acknowledge and recognize that they could not operate the sign between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. if they were within 100 feet of a residential district. This application does not fall under that criteria, but the applicant has noted that due to the residents across from their business, that they would agree not to operate the sign during those hours of 10 p.m. and 6 p.m. Second criteria is that the sign may only be used to advertise activities, goods, or services available on the property on which the sign is located or to present public information. Applicant has acknowledged that the sign can only be used for the purposes listed above. And then the final criteria is that private video display signs are not to use flashing effects as defined in the chapter. And the applicant has acknowledged and stated that they will not use flashing effects. The finding of facts that the city found was that the conditional sign permit application was properly filed, noticed, and processed on October 8, 2019, in accordance with the requirements of the Blaine Municipal Code. The reasons set forth in the application justify the granting of the conditional sign permit as all the conditional sign approval criteria, as defined in BMC Section 17.122.050. The application went through the necessary notice of application and public hearing requirements, as defined in 17.06.1 on October 24th, 2018. Notices were posted at City Hall, the city website, and on the applicant's property. They were also published in the relevant newspapers and mailed to all the owners within 300 feet. Commission determined that with appropriate condition.
Which commission?
This is a recommended finding that the commission, the planning commission, you guys, determined that with appropriate conditioning, it'll be harmonious.
These are words you'd prefer to have come out of our mouths at the end of this? At the end of this?
We are recommending this finding.
Is the finding you'd like us to have have found by the end of this process?
That's correct. Okay. That's correct.
Thank you. Continue, please.
The project will have a significant impact on the environment and is exempt from CEQA review. And then finally, the Planning Commission held a public hearing on November 8, 2018 to gather input from the public and then consider the entire record before making a final decision. It is our recommendation, the staff recommendation, that the commission make a motion to approve the conditional sign permit 2018081 based upon findings of facts and conditions of approval as listed in the report. And then these are the three conditions of approval that we recommend. The applicant shall not operate the sign between hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. and the sign shall remain unlit during these hours. The sign will only be used to advertise goods, activities, or services available on the property or present information for public or community events. And the sign will not use flashing effects at effects as defined by the BMC.
Does that conclude your presentation?
That does.
Okay. Now, would the applicant like to speak at all?
Can you invite her up? Could you invite her up to the microphone?
Oh, okay. Could you come to the podium? Sorry. We just...
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing?
Just say your name and your address, since I've called you up. Okay, do any of the commissioners have any questions?
I just had one. And it appears that the existing sign is only one-sided.
No.
It is two-sided. So if you're coming down Belt Road, headed for
Semiama?
Towards Blaine, yeah. Okay. If you're headed down, you would see this sign as you approach the rear of the building, if you will. If you're coming down the road?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, if you were going toward, that's my only question, was that railroad tracks are, obviously, there's lots of lights down there when the train's coming. Is there any concern at all about safety? Right now the sign is not very bright, so that was my only question, was since it has two sides to it, if you were headed for the tracks, you'd see this lit sign. I don't think people are going to get confused, but there's a lot of elderly people that live up that way, and it's not very far from the crossing. Probably a good thing, because people slow down to take a look at what sort of little anecdotes or humor you have. I've noticed that.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
I have some, but I don't have to go next. Does somebody else have anything?
No. I don't have any questions.
Yeah. Okay. Either you or the staff can answer on some of these here. What's being proposed would not have flashing as defined by the Blaine Municipal Code, but would there be changes to the display, like over the course of a minute or two, or? Okay, so no actual motion video is, okay, so I have to ask the staff here. You talked about that they were committed to not having anything on there from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Was that going to go into the wording of their permit? Was that going to be an actual written condition, or is this just a verbal handshake understanding?
Yeah,
answer that.
Yeah, it says that it's a requirement of the code.
The dark 10 to 6. Right, so what I'm asking is that going to be written in as a requirement rather than just something they're offering?
Yes, if we have that
condition of approval.
Okay. Yes, it is
a condition of approval.
I think I put that as one.
Okay, so I'm going to be mixing what I need to know from you and what I need to know from staff here. So the Blaine Municipal Code saying no flashing, save me having to look it up here. How many changes per second makes it considered flashing?
Let's find out.
Okay, because if
I want to say 7 seconds per image, but
if that's the case, if the image changes as rapidly as 7 seconds or sooner, that's flashy enough.
Let's verify that.
Because I'd like to really quantify what the applicant is suggesting is going to be the minimum time per
flashing means
per image.
Pattern of changing light illumination where the sign illumination alternates suddenly between fully illuminated and fully non-illuminated for the purpose of drawing attention to the sign.
So there's nothing about time in there.
There is nothing. So.
Okay, see, because if you switch from a predominantly black graphic
and then you switch to a predominantly white or full-colored graphic or whatever, at the moment it does that, that's a flash. So the question is how often. So
is there any representations that are going into the conditions of approval that talk about how often the image will change or not? Is that specified in any way? Okay. Oh, sure. But I'm saying if it says, you know, hammers $1 today, and then it switches and says, come to the 4th of July parade, if that kind of a switch were happening every 10 seconds, that would be flashing. So I'm just wondering, staff? So I'm just wondering what's going to be quantified in the conditions of approval about this, because
we would defer to the definition that was read a moment ago, which does not have a specified limit on the amount.
It doesn't say the time or the number of repetitions. So merely changing, I'm wanting to make sure that the code and what's in the conditions of approval match, because merely changing from a predominantly white photo to a predominantly black photo technically falls into the way that flashing thing is described.
Read the definition again.
A pattern of changing light illumination where the sign illumination alternates suddenly between fully illuminated and fully not illuminated for the purpose of drawing attention to the sign. I would say if it's a pattern, that would fall under that, but...
I think we need to... Can staff please make a note that we need to reword that much better and less ambiguously? Because going from a thing that just says... open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. with black background and white writing, and then switching to a nice photo of a tree, actually
it is
would be considered a flash.
It is a subjective term, I have to admit.
Yeah.
I agree with you, and I think that would be something that we could definitely improve on in the future. I'm not sure if there's other parts of the code there that further define what that would mean. Maybe if you look under private video display sign, that section there. But, it would be to the administrator's interpretation, which would be the community development director.
Okay.
So if they go out there and they feel like it is a flashing effect, it would be their decision. They could write the property owner a letter to say, we believe your sign is violating your conditional use permit and it is a flashing effect.
Well, I'd like them to have as much predictability as possible. So it would be great if we need to scrub this code anyway. But, I mean, for the purposes of this application, it would be good to have some guidance put right into...
No, what were you talking about?
This ordinance.
No.
Because my concern is distraction to traffic. I mean, that's why we put anything about flashing at all. And if this is the kind of thing where people are stuck waiting for that darn train, ambulances and what have you that can't get through because of the train, while they're waiting, if every 20 or 30 seconds it changes, that's not the kind of thing that's going to make someone that when the traffic is flowing be distracted as much. So do you have any sort of an estimate on how often it would change? Oh, so a long time on each message? Okay, so the only people that are likely to see many messages would be people waiting for when the train is stuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but at peak efficiency, I'd love for it to be written in there something far, far worse than what they'd ever, more generous than what they're ever going to need, but written in there just so that if they sell the place to somebody else, there's clarity.
We could come up with we could revise that recommended condition of approval to say,
The image can't change any more often than once per minute or something. Is that something that would be well generous for what your actual plans are?
For some reason, 7 seconds is stuck in my head for some reason. I mean, that's a pretty solid chunk of time.
But surely the genesis of my question, because what I was asking about is if it has the appearance of flashing, if you approach a railroad crossing.
Oh, right, right.
Busy
railroad
crossing.
Yeah.
I can see some elderly people jamming on the brakes.
Yeah.
Coming around that corner down there. that was really, and it would just have, I know right now it's pretty basically a static display from what I've seen.
True Value has a red logo as well, so True Value Hardware, so all of a sudden a big red light comes on. Yeah.
I think it's that rapidly changing part. So if the image comes on, it's not flashing, it's just changing to a new image.
A change, but I'm just saying like no more than once per 30 seconds or no more than once per minute or something. It would be nice to put that in writing so in case they sell to someone who's trying to get one past us, there's clarity in there.
Yeah.
It sounds like they don't want a whole lot of changes very quickly anyway. So
if you want to recommend a change to that condition, that is up to you. If you can get these other commissioners over here to agree with you, you can do it.
So continuing along, I'm looking at the site plan here, and it's looking like most of those residences there aren't really in view of that sign. So what was the reasoning for having it dark from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.? Who was going to be disturbed by it if it was on all night?
You want to take a crack at that one?
The code says within 100 feet, but we just felt that because of its proximity to a residential district, that would just avoid any conflict of use.
And I think also, just to elaborate on that a little bit more, I think the staff report also points out that the Dakota Creek apartments are approved right across the street.
So there's something that's not built yet.
Yes.
Okay.
That district does allow residential uses as a
Okay. Well. You're talking to the south of it.
Yes.
Okay. No, I remember us approving those. Okay. So, and they might have more of a look at that.
Absolutely.
And is it the changing of image that would be disruptive to the new development? Because what I'm suggesting is, if they wanted to have just static, just the name of their business on that without any changes from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., it's my opinion that wouldn't disturb anybody because it would be one fixed set light, and that's an option I'd be happy with them having.
If you can get these other three commissioners here.
So,
two of them, I suppose.
There was some talk about this. The new version of the sign being closer to the style or character of the original building. I'm looking at these side by side, and I'm not really noticing the changes there. What is it that makes this closer to the character and style of the original building? Okay. Newer and nicer, I can understand. I just didn't see how that tied into specifically matching the character of the existing building.
I believe you're going to wrap the post with an enamel or something like that.
The same materials as the rest of the building. That answers my question. And then the only other thing I was concerned about was your plan to have community announcements. Is that was that a city requirement or just something that happened to say is their plan?
That's actually a requirement of the code.
If you have a video sign or one of these electronic signs, you have to put community announcements?
It's just defining the parameters of what the sign can be used for. You can only advertise goods, services, or activities on the location.
But they're not required to put community announcements? It's one of the allowable uses. That's what I need to know. But you've been saying you'd probably be doing that. Okay. No, I understand. But our code says you can't have it say Pepsi, or whatever, and sell off the use of it. Okay, that's my question.
Unless you're selling Pepsi.
Well, you know what I mean.
That's my concerns. Anybody else?
No. So do we need to have a discussion about how often the sign changes? Is there anyone that wants to?
Should we close the hearing and then?
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean it's up to you guys, and so you could
deliberate.
Make a motion to. Well, you probably want to close the public hearing unless there's some new information we feel like entering in. I don't see a big lineup here. So.
No, then we can deliberate and then we can ask for clarification from the applicant.
Also, was there any written communications?
It's in your staff report.
I didn't.
That someone wrote a letter?
Someone wrote a letter about this?
I didn't see that letter.
So the answer is no, there's no written communications.
Sorry. Okay.
I thought you meant the one from the applicant.
No, I mean.
Oh, no, that's part of the applicant. Application, I think, isn't it? Yeah.
That's correct.
No letters from the NIMBY squad.
Okay. Is there a motion to close the, or do I just do
you
that?
You can just do that.
Pardon me?
You have the power.
I have
close
the power. Give me that gavel.
You want the
gavel? Don't let it go to your head all
the time. I want the gavel right now.
There we go.
Okay. Officially close the public hearing for the conditional use sign permit for Pacific Building Center.
So I think it sounds like you have a couple things to discuss, whether you want to maybe allow them to have a single lit image. I would suggest you stay because they haven't actually made any decisions on your permit yet. But well, you can get a glass of water.
She's gone. We can deny it.
You guys should just have a discussion about what you want to do. And if there's any questions, we'll be happy to answer them or do our best.
Okay, so
I propose we give them the option of keeping one static company logo on that from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. if merely the amount of light is not a problem to the residences. But if I'm mistaken here and the problem is the additional light, then I would withdraw that suggestion.
I think I read in here it was about the glare of the light.
Oh, it was about the amount of light in general?
The illumination. I don't know if that's could it be a problem or not? But
I think this is putting out before the court. That whole side on the other side is possibly going to be housing. I mean, I know that's what the owner of the property is proposing, and it's allowed. So
one thing to point out, if I could just revert your attention to the diagram in the staff report, this top part is their logo, and it will be a lit panel. That was just a static lit.
Oh, that's not video
sign. That will be there all the time.
Only the bottom half is changeable video?
That's correct.
Well, then that's complete. Makes totally moot what I was saying there.
Well, they could put an advertisement on there and say, hammers $1, all night long.
Yeah. If the issue is a changing sign as opposed to the total amount of light going on.
All right. So I think that takes care of that. I think we should leave that in the conditions.
That they should be dark from 10 p.m.?
Yeah, at least that video part. And their sign will still be
So the sign, I'd like clarity on this. The sign with the logo of the business can stay on all night?
Yeah.
It's only the operating video part that needs to be dark?
Correct.
That's what I wanted to preserve because I find that when I go past a closed business that has their company light on, that advertises to me that, the service is available. I'll remember that for tomorrow. So I wouldn't want to take that away from a business. So I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
So you're going to maybe talk about limiting the amount of changing, further clarifying the flashing effect, if you want.
I think, actually, Richard had a good point, only because if the business is sold, then, example, downtown, there's a sign down on one of the bars that has flashers and they're not supposed to have it on, but every once in a while they would put it on, and it would be these racing lights downtown just because they couldn't resist. Or they were trying to get people in. I don't know. But it wasn't allowed, but it still happened.
Yeah, it's okay. She's just pointing out an example. if you wanted to limit it.
Minute? What seems like a...
I'd say 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Is,
okay.
It's quite a long time.
Sounds fine
really
to me.
I just want to make sure that the applicant's really okay. 30 seconds doesn't sound like it's very long, but when that image is up there,
she was saying they might not have it changed for a minute or two at a time the way they're planning it. So it saying no shorter than 30 seconds doesn't seem to be an imposition on what their original plan is.
It does appear the applicant's nodding that it would be okay with them, for the record.
then there's clarity about what is and is not flashing.
It's a little easier to measure that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, is there any agreement?
I think 30 seconds is a long time. Okay. I think that's unreasonable. I think you might regret that. If you want to get a message across, I mean, if you sit there and watch the second half for 30 seconds, it's quite a time.
What would you suggest would be?
Like 10 seconds?
10 seconds? So that's enough that you're not making somebody bump into the car in front of you?
I don't think it would be considered flashing
if
it was 10 seconds long each image.
That sounds fine to me, too. I just want to quantify it somehow. Well, 7 seconds, you're starting to get down to a slow-moving car, might see two or three images, and then want to keep, oh, what's this next image, and not be paying attention to the driving because they looked, something new was offered to them, they want to look again. So I'm fine with 10 seconds.
It's up to you guys.
I have to say that with the sign at the senior center, I'm like slowing down to catch what the next thing is.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, oh, I saw something flash there. Oh, I missed it. How often would you say that? I want to catch it again. I mean, that's my personal.
At least 3 or 5 seconds.
I'd say so. By the time it finishes scrolling?
Or like every, yeah. Well, I guess it's just the images scroll. Yeah. It's kind of like a constant. I haven't looked at that closely yet.
But that particular intersection, I'm fine with 10, but I would not like it to be able to legally change any sooner than 10 seconds just because train does start coming, someone sees a train, a bunch of people stop, someone says, oh, there's some new fun message to look at, hits the car in front of them, even a little bump. I just would rather deter that from happening.
We'll make it 10.
Yeah. Is everyone here fine with 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Tom?
I'm fine with it. It does prompt the question in my own mind. When we talk about changing the message, is it a ribbon message? I mean, does it keep on going anyway?
Well, the electronic message center can actually, I think, be programmed quite differently. You can do graphics and text, and so the whole thing can just refresh. You can make it appear as if it's rolling across. You know, it's kind of like a computer screen. You can do a lot of different stuff with it.
But if they agreed to not want video, then animated transitions would be a video element. If they're saying no active video, then that means replacing static images with other static images. That's how I would interpret we're not going to use video.
I think that's pretty fair. I don't know that we have a...
Is the wording going to say no video?
The wording doesn't say that right now.
Well, then I would like to add in the condition that only static images without animated transitions, because otherwise it's video. Yeah.
You guys want to talk about that?
Restricting their ability to ever show a video or a graphic on there that moves along the screen?
It doesn't seem to be what they're initially proposing, and I'm saying it's a traffic hazard. Commissioner Sturgill and I must have similar experiences, but when I'm driving down the I-5 in Fife, and there's like shooting stars and Bon Jovi's playing at the Emerald Queen Casino and all that stuff, I start looking at that instead of the car in front of me.
You shouldn't do that.
Correct.
it's up to you. This is your guys' show at this point. You know, we've given you a recommendation. Yes.
How do you differentiate between a moving graphic?
Either the same thing. Animated and moving means similar things in the graphics context. I'm saying static images without animated transitions is how I would phrase that, which means you can replace it has one thing on it, it stops having that, and it has another thing on it. No little sliding up, sliding across, fizzing out, all those are animated transitions. I'm suggesting not allowing animated transitions and putting that right into the conditions of use. If y'all disagree with me, please let's debate.
I
wouldn't want to be so restricted that the sign. My only concern, personally, is the appearance of some sort of a flash. That's it. You know, as you're approaching a railroad crossing, you shouldn't be looking at something like that.
Right. And so, if one picture. The way that they switches from one picture to another is doing this kind of a thing, and you know another picture clonking down on top of it in a cartoony way. It's my opinion that that is a startling, hey, look over there, a squirrel kind of a thing for a driver. If you disagree with me, please tell me. But that's my opinion.
I think I disagree.
Okay.
I think I disagree because the primary issue is somebody going to be distracted approaching those railroad tracks for me.
Okay.
And I, you know, as opposed to somebody sitting there while the train goes by, reading.
Yeah, no, that's
a series of things on it. That's so. I guess 10 seconds for me is fine.
Well, it would, you know, it takes three of you to change the conditions or to make a motion to, you know, to take action just because two of you aren't in agreement. I guess there'll be no change then. I mean,
unless three of us agree on something, it doesn't happen. I'm just putting out ideas.
I agree with the 10 seconds.
Yeah, I don't like putting the restrictions in on transition stuff. I think it's too restrictive for the applicant.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Good discussion.
Yeah, at a minimum of 10 seconds per image. That's the only condition we're adding in here?
Well, there's a couple conditions here, but
no, and plus the staff conditions. The staff put in the one about dark from 10 to 6, right?
Yeah, the applicant should not operate the sign between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, we should probably just revise that slightly to say the video display sign.
And technically, the applicant doesn't actually have to follow that. That was just if they were within 100 feet of a residential district. But because they're close to one, the applicant and staff both kind of came to those conditions.
So it's written in as a condition. Whether or not the code calls for it, this particular application, that's a condition that is being put in, correct?
Yes. Great. If we want to.
Okay. Commission, do we want that one?
Yes.
They already agreed to it, so.
Okay, exactly. So yeah, the 10 to 6 should be in there. The minimum 10 seconds per image should be in there.
And we'll modify condition 1 to say the applicant shall not operate the video display sign, because we clarified that the lit panel, which is not part of the video display sign, can stay lit.
Yeah, because that's good for business, for people to see that they exist even when they're closed.
Okay, and then the sign will not use flashing effects as defined by the BMC or change images quicker than 10 seconds per image.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, Joby's
appearance.
Is there any further discussion by the commissioners?
Sounds good to me.
None.
Does any commissioner want to make? Oh, I do have one thing. On the finding of fact, number one, it's the conditional sign permit application was, I think it was written probably filed notice. So it's properly, So just
as a question, they probably did a good job with the
notices. So that, since it's under condition, I don't know, I worry about the wording too much, but since it's under finding of fact, we need to be corrected.
Okay, will the chair entertain a motion at this time?
Yes, chair is entertaining a motion.
Okay, well, I move that we approve the conditional sign permit 2018081 based on findings of fact and condition approval as listed in the report from staff and also as amended during this meeting.
Perfect.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And there's no one else to oppose. Congratulations.
Now you can go.
All right.
Okay, well.
So now we are at approval of minutes for October 11th.
Yep.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes of October 11th? Was no one here?
I was not here.
Okay, so I guess it's, do you approve making a motion?
Well, is the order that somebody has to make a motion and then ask a question?
I think you could discuss the minutes a little bit. now, actually. But if you want to make a motion to approve them, you could discuss you can ask questions of you know, this is slightly less formal with these minutes, and so if there's like changes,
But normal Robert's rules, you put something on the table,
yes,
then you can discuss it.
That's right. Yeah, but maybe we should. I mean, however you want to do it, I think we're okay here.
I'll move to accept the minutes, but I did have a question.
All right.
It isn't a question.
Second.
I didn't mention it to Susan. It's just a typo. It's on page 3 of 3, and all it says is Mr. Owens, it's a vacation for future street.
Well, that's a direct verbatim quote?
Oh, no, these are extremely abbreviated.
Yeah, I apologize. I was trying to.
Be vacated for future street? Or they?
Yes, I think it was supposed to be vacated.
Okay.
An extra verb and a noun and would have made that a little more clear what was going on there.
We're going to try to summarize our minutes a little bit more moving forward in the future.
Yeah, no, I realized what was going on. After I read the first part, I went, oh, that doesn't make sense. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I see. They're just getting the facts, ma'am.
That's a good catch, though.
Not the verbiage, just the facts.
I'm not totally sure what's in.
Right.
So I don't know if I was in the public. I'd like to know that these concerns have been at least addressed by you guys, which I think y'all do a pretty good job.
Alex, I have a procedural question there. It's quite often customary for anyone who wasn't at the meeting to abstain from voting on the minutes.
Correct.
But we need, when there's only four of us here, we need three votes to pass anything, and two of us four were absent from this particular meeting.
Actually, I believe you, as long as you still have a majority of the voting members present, you can still pass a motion.
So you can vote affirmatively to approve minutes for a meeting you weren't at. It's just customarily polite not to.
No. I'm saying like if two of you abstain, you can still pass it 2-0.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because of the abstain, it's okay.
Yeah,
so two is enough votes.
If you vote 1-1, though. Fails.
Okay.
There are some special exceptions to that, especially for council, for like ordinances and things for like the budget and things
But for minutes, it can be a two.
Yeah, exactly. So
two yeses, two abstains is good enough to pass it?
Well, I don't know. They haven't voted yet.
Okay, so there's a motion to approve the minutes with the correction.
Yeah.
And I guess we vote on it.
Yeah.
I vote to approve the minutes.
All in favor, you say?
Yay.
Yeah.
Two abstain.
Abstain.
Yeah.
And
abstain.
Okay. Perfect.
All
motion
right.
Passes.
So is there any updates as far as our meetings go? Only because I know we're not meeting the next.
Yeah, so I am glad you brought that up because I assume you will all be unavailable on November 22nd, a.k.a. Thanksgiving.
No, I'm ready. We should have a meeting.
I'm around.
I'm looking forward to the agenda for the December 24 Planning Commission meeting as well.
Yes, and so actually I want to, so we won't be meeting on Thanksgiving, and then on December 20, is it 24, I think, that meeting there?
Whatever.
We're not going to have that meeting, right, guys? You're not going to be. So Andrew and I think, are both unavailable at that meeting time, and so it would be beneficial if we just canceled that meeting, I think, right now.
Okay. You don't want to be a Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
My folks would rather not. My mom's a little scared.
We don't want his mom coming to get us all, so. No.
Okay. So
first week of December might be the only meeting in between now and the new year?
That's correct.
Okay.
And our next meeting is December 13th, and I'm planning on bringing flood hazard ordinance update. I'm planning on bringing the Marin PUD amendment out on Semiahmoo Spit. What's that last one? Oh, and Walsh Marine Shoreline Permit down there. So
that's
should
be,
should be some fun stuff. And I think we'll have a little bit of a crowd, at least for the Marin PUD one. I don't think FEMA is coming for the flood hazard ordinance, but.
Okay, so in that case, probably the order should be FEMA. That one would be last.
Yeah.
Do the other ones first.
The only thing is,
I'm
going to almost demand that you take action as much as I can demand you do anything.
that you take action on the FEMA one. And so I don't mind putting it last on the agenda as long as we just decide not to go home or at least table the other topics.
We'll do it first.
Yeah, the other option is you just do it first and crank it out, and people can sit here and listen to it. But
okay, I didn't realize that that was.
We might, you know, maybe I'll put it like second, or I mean, we could potentially do it third. I'm just, you know,
or in positive, like all of them considered.
I do feel like we could get through all three of them in 2 hours.
Okay, so make sure we pick up our packets on Friday. So we have a lot of reading to do.
Yeah, and then you guys get the rest of the month off. And so yeah. Did you all get, on another subject, did you guys get letters from the city clerk about your terms? Some of you get letters?
I'm fairly fresh into a new term. Yeah.
So you might not have got one. Yeah. Did anybody else get a letter?
I think I'm not up for...
A couple of you guys are up. Maybe it's the people that are absent, actually. I think
saw it advertised 3 vacancies.
Yeah, exactly. So three of you got letters.
Calvin is up, and he's reapplying. He said he forgot his letter, but he is reapplying. So, but whether he got
maybe
letter
it's
or not.
John.
I'm hoping so, because time goes by fast, and you don't know if your term is up. Exactly.
So anyways, I guess you guys are all good. So that was our review of our board terms.
Right. Okay. Well, so we're officially made it out of here before 8.
We close the meeting.
Are you going to use the word adjourn?
Oh, officially close the meeting. Do I have to do that? You should know how to do this. Okay. Yay!
All right.